Yira. We don't write the Shema later, the Mokma later. All we write is Roimet. Roimet Hayoim. If they are there, at the place where the get is written. And if they're not there, we leave it out. But the Machaber still has that, that they did write the Shema Dira, the Shema Yira, the Shema Yira. The increase in Shem Mokma later. Yafal pi Shem Shino. Leiposal. Now that goes for Shemira and Shemira as well. If the Dievet, if there's a Shino, it doesn't pass. Kol Mokam Mutav Shelo Licht. I'm talking about later, I'm sorry. Dire, if they have the wrong information, it's that we have two Shittas later in Ramo, but it's Me'akev or not. But by the, we learned before, in the beginning, we learned the Tosfos, remember? About Shema later. So the Ri of Yitzchok, he was a Benetam's nephew. So the Ri Azokim they called him. A lot of Yitzchok's there. So the Ri Azokim maintained and since that the evidence is that the Shema later, the get is kosher. So even if there is a mistake, it's also kosher. That's his Hanochi. So this is what the Mechaber points out here. We don't write Mokem HaLeder, Vafa Pishem Shino. If, let's say, you would write Shem HaLeder, and there would be a mistake, it wouldn't pass with the Ger. Mokol Mokem Mutav Shelo Lichter, Kedei Shelo Yevoye Litters. Umech Zeke Mishane, was like a Sheker. And that's why we don't have it. Matter of fact, not only don't we have Shem on the base of the Ri, we cut out the Shema later, and we don't even have Shema Dira. We don't have it anymore. We only have the Shehoimet. The guy may question Shema Mokum Hadira also, you see, keeps on saying, Mipnei Shona Goylim Tul Tolim Koim Dira Seinem Merufa B'Yedein. It's very shaky. We never know. You write them, that's why I said, you write the place where he lives on Adris, and people, there are some people that move every year.
What's the matter? The get doesn't have to be that you have, you have to identify with the
Well,
time.
The idea of the identification, why do we write Mokin?
You did get one point.
We should know. That because of Shnei Yosef and Shimon, the whole problem was, that it shouldn't be handed over to some other woman who happens to have the same name, mm-hmm. and she'll say, well, I'm divorced. See? So that's why they wanted to make to identify the person. See, they was afraid in those days, you know, in order to... Mokim was enough. Today, Mokim isn't enough. They are broken. You have in Brooklyn, you have a race, Miriam Bas, Amram, I'm talking now. Okay. But whatever name they give you, not one. You have hundreds of them.
Loha Loha, are we cautious for Shnei Yosef Shimon here in New York? In other words, all the chumras, all the shots, or are we just saying, if it's not Muchsuk Shnei Yosef Shimon, we all know it is because it's a phone book, but we don't know everybody's name, so it's not Muchsuk. Is it called Brooklyn because not Muchsuk Shnei Yosef Shimon?
It's almost moving. I mean, there's no question. You have not Shnei Yosef and Shimon, you have tens of Shnei Yosef. The only thing is, the only, as I said before, we don't give the get to the woman. The get remains with the rabbi. What do we give the woman? We give her a get, a ptur. The ptur we have already more identification. We have her name, maiden name, and a married name, the mishpacha. See, there we have already mishpacha. So that you have identification, we have the community, as I told you,
it would seem in America anyway, the best method of identification is by Social Security. The Social Security number is exact, it's only one
some
number.
People don't have three. I don't have one. Somebody use something else.
I would do it.
Well, it would be a good idea. It would be a good idea to have the Social Security number. Yeah. Well, we do. In Israel, by the way, in Israel, when they give up to her, they give it with a picture.
Yeah?
In Israel?
Yeah.
And he gave up to it, you know. To that Gerson, and had the picture of both men, the man and the woman. And it's a wonderful thing. Wonderful thing.
Why don't we think
so? I think we should, you know, because we are not unified. We're not we are divided. The house divided against itself.
I saw that the, when the RCA, the RCA, so they took the pictures, they put them in the file. They give them back, or they put them on
I have also picture. I asked for a wedding picture to identify.
Yeah, but they
When they give the ptura, they have two pictures attached to the ptura. So it's wonderful. When a woman comes here, she's married, and this way she wants to be divorced. They're both here. How do I know them? They show me the ptura with both pictures. It's a wonderful way of identification. Okay.
Why they have both pictures in the ptura?
Both pictures, yeah. Both.
Well, what do you need?
For him and for her, yeah.
But you only need one picture on each tour, then why should you get a picture with her picture?
Not only with her, but with her husband.
Why?
She could be married to somebody else. She might have a girlfriend from somebody else.
If there is someone to identify the husband, it would help. Because there's no one. Anyway, another thing is we are very, you noticed how we try to identify them as husband and wife.
No, the child is, maybe she was married and divorced twice. Now she wants to get married a third time. So she'll pull out her picture from the first one, which you didn't get a real guess for the second one. Okay. Right? But
that wouldn't be so bad. It's not as she gets a get up to from the second, and she's still an issue from
the first.
Unfortunately, that happens.
So how do you prove that? You can't prove that.
Yeah. Well,
the rabbi says
we have to rely. That's why the questions that you know, I don't think I included about invariably I ask, were you ever married before? They don't know why I asked this question. You know, among other questions, so they answer them. But I always ask the question, her and him, and I ask them separately, you know. When I talk to him, I ask him not only about him, about her too. I said, check.
Well, a couple was getting married. How do you know that they weren't divorced before? They're not.
That's what you said.
No.
Yeah.
They're not going to say, they're talking about for the get, were they married before? If somebody's getting married, you're marrying a couple, how do you know that they weren't married previously?
Well, I asked him.
No,
The only thing is this. Usually they are not aware of why I ask these questions.
Yeah.
I think it's just a matter of keeping records, you know. Mm-hmm. So they tell me. Another thing, when they come, a rabbi is not supposed to marry them unless he has a license. In the license, it says whether they were married before or not. It also says how was it resolved, by death or by divorce. Now the only part, and or what do you call it when you cancel?
Annulment.
Now the only part, it's mentioned in the.
But we get that yesterday
from the book. The rabbi goes. He looks through.
No, but if they were married somewhere else, so this would have nothing. It wouldn't be here. If they were married in Eretz Yisrael or whatever, so in New York.
But if they come here to the rabbi to get married, they go first to the city hall.
The city hall
asks, were you married before?
No, but they could tell no, because they can't check in Israel either.
Now, if they lie about it,
it'll be easier to lie to them than it will to lie to the rabbi.
And not only that, if they can also lie, in case of annulment, they are entitled to say they were never married. The pshat of annulment means the kedushin then kedushin. As a result, they were never married.
Right.
And that way, the rabbi can really be nichshel. He can marry off a woman who's an emissary sheikh without a get, and he can't find. And if she insists that she's never married, and you take a look in the license said she was never married. In other words, she insisted to the, then we are sunk. We cannot have a husband. Well, Nixon, how can you be, how can you be?
So we have to get a man.
Oh, yeah. So, If he is an aunt, in other words, if it's a kiss with new, we have to leave out there, or anything. The im ain't a much of Sean, is any question of Kermit Clark, I have to leave it out. The Chem be Isha, im he a married him, Kermit Hasim is again, question of Kermit Amidosa, or a medicine, the Mosa plan. The Mlaf is any question of Kermit Clark.
Let's say, for example, you wrote it just like this, they were both there.
Yeah.
And he says, I haven't got any more time for this, I'm going home now, I want to give you a reshus to do whatever you want or whatever. If he's not there at the he wants to make a kiss for Tznu. Can he make a kiss for Tznu after it was written?
He could, if he is an awful of Arish.
Then the Russian's usually the
once it's completed, how long does it take them
to... But then it's Sheker in there, in a sense, because you're going to read the get.
Well, at the time
how are you going, and he's not here.
No,
or she's not here, if we do it some other way. If we do it, let's say, through a Shlia, she wants to
go home. As long as at the time it was written, Haroim, if he was there, that's it, then it's not a shaker. And on the other hand, for example, a woman, if she's not there, even though I know she's in the city, you know, I don't dare put her in medicine. Push it for fear. She may tell me I spoke to her on the phone, she may tell me she's in Manhattan. How far from Manhattan to Brooklyn, from Brooklyn
to
Manhattan?
No, to New Jersey, over the tunnel.
So as a result, I always, if she's not there, I omit it. Even though it's going to be eventual to the Mesiris Haget, it's going to be a direct Mesiris from the husband to the woman. But at the time when it's written, she's not there, I don't dare put in her medicine. Because if you write her medicine and she's not in the community, then it's a shame.
So would it pass in the get?
May pass in the get. If you put a shaker, then it's may pass in the get. I'm not too pushy, but we have chuvas to that effect. Our chuvas, she was at the city line, and they wrote her medicine. Whether that's good or not, they have a bunch of chuvas. So apparently it's not good. Then Kosa says there are more. Then Kosa shema lady, or shema dira, or goloshina, as long as it's not shino, it's kosher, like they used to do it. But what happens in Shina, Mekoyma, Amido? Then we have two opinions. Yesh Machshirin, Kemoyde, Mekoyma, Leido. Like the Riz says, the whole other Shina, Tzorach, Lichter, and Shina, Boy, Kosher. And nevertheless, the Yesh person, the Bashir, says, for the 2 days, the Maramah says, Mekoyma, Chak, Yesh, Lehoka. Havol, in Shina, Mekoyma, Dira, you don't have to write it, but if you did write it and you wrote the wrong address, the wrong community, then it's possible. Vafilo misstates it. Then the Ramah has another item. The question must apply is may show you gedola oiktana. The loyichta plainus moso ala mosa plainus. Here we have a lot of reactions to that. Mose de Yasme, the word de Yasme has to be, the word Mose usually has to be attached. You say, what city? You say city. City of what? City of New York. So, the Ramah says, you write, before the word New York, you write Mosse. That's what he says, no?
Right.
Mosse Plone. But, there's a, in Gittin, Dav Chazayin and Medalev, they found a get that was written by Shvire, Mosse de Yasve, al Mosse, the word de Yasve is not there, Mosse de Al-Rachis Naro. That's what it has there. And Dav Chavzayin and Medalev. Shvirin Moser Alechitz Narek. So they brought the Yasra is after the city. Nevertheless, it's all right. Why? Because as long as they have, as you have afterwards the Yasra on a place, then you can rearrange it. But otherwise, you would have Moser before the city. If you don't have the Yasra al Bat River, then you need Moser before the community. Now, there's a shaila if you're out to get in a hick town, not a town, a village. There's only one person or two people, very few. How can you write Moser? And my Moser says, whether it's Bigdoyle or Tani, you still write the word Moser. But Moser has to have a little minimum. It should be considered a city. So the answer is, so the Aruch HaShulchan points out, if you write a village, you should write afterwards Hasmucha Lemoso. You indicate the large city that is close to it.
Mm-hmm. What was in the middle of a midbar?
Huh?
The question before, it's in the middle of a midbar. It's the middle of a desert. So what won't you write then?
It's nowhere in the midbar, in the desert.
Yeah.
So how you write? So I said, "Mkayim Asamu."
Asamu was the closest place.
Yeah, yeah. Agaf, I want you to know that's an Elchus Shabbos too. The shaila is, if you have a night which lasts a couple of weeks or months, or a day, you know, these places. So how do you observe Shabbos?
Go by the most northerly community.
By what?
If you're Norfolk, you'll go by the most northerly community.
By the closest community.
Yeah.
The closest community to that place where you are, and that's how you observe Shabbos.
That's what I understand, because if you're in the most fall, it's only, you go a couple hundred miles to the closest community,
there's
different
times on that.
You do like
four
Shabbos.
That's
the same as here.
So you would suggest, let's say, if it takes, let's say, 6 months day and 6 months night, you would have the seventh cycle, you would have to have a Shabbos.
Or you have
this shaila. The shaila is, you go by plane, it goes around the globe. Now you go five, ten times around the globe in the form of in 24 hours. So in other words, every seventh cycle you should have same as Shabbos. We have a lot of shaylas with the modern invention. We do have now. What did you say?
We have Jewish.
But how accurate those Jewish are is questionable. Because we don't have... As the machlek is how we go, by the 18th international deadline.
18th.
The Kuntushit Cheshor is one way that the Chazon Ish had one opinion, the Kaczynski had another opinion, and it's all based on the Balamoya and the Kuzri. They were the first one to be aware of this problem, of the international deadline. I shouldn't call it international because we are not considered with the international. We are considered from our viewpoint. From our viewpoint, where you draw that line of demarcation. Let's see further. So, I'm sure about caution. So what am I? So Moshe planes in Dilik Milas Moshe, she yeah, in Dilik Milas Moshe is kosher, but the Yerik is kosher. This is not Torah, but it's Torah.
According to this Ramah, we should write. This is got to have Khan the Brooklyn Master the Yasa. We should like Khan the Master Brooklyn. Khan the Master.
Yeah, no, that's why I said they all argue with the Ramah. And they claim that you have a river, the Yasfar, then you put Musa afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Not the way that I'm
we always put a simon in the get, therefore you always put Masa the Yasva after.
You see, if we wouldn't have rivers mentioned in the get, and apparently the Yevite would be kosher, that's what I said before. Even if you leave out the entire Mokim,
yeah.
The only problem is Shina. If he changed, he gave the wrong information. Instead of being in New York, you're from Boston or something. That's the problem. But when there's no Shina, you just omitted the Mokim, is the Yevit.
Okay.
All right? Yichter v'chol shum de'isli re'asri ula'asri. The Mechaber has that. Mechaber says, just like we have, I read to you the Mishnah before. A person has a name in one place, one name. Then another place has another name. Says the Mishnah, in Gamliel HaZochen, made a takone that he should write his name, the whole shum, the isli. Here, his name Gamliel HaZochen, ish ploine, the whole shum, she yesh loy. I'll come back to that Mishnah, because that Mishnah has a machlekes to Rishonim. What's the pshat v'chol shum sheyeshlo? Do you write in the get v'chol shum sheyeshlo?
Or
v'chol shum means every name. The Ben Adam says every name that he has. We follow the Ben Adam. But the Sfadim, they write in the word v'chol shum sheyeshlo. The word v'chol shum. Similarly, when it comes to a place...
Should they write all the names though?
So this is, we write all the names of the city.
Yes.
I told you, Chicago, the Miscariot, Chicago. So we do write both names. According to the Mechaber, you write Chicago, the whole Shumshe. This is what he says.
You don't write any other additional names.
According to that Shita, you don't have to write. You write the name that by which it's mostly known, and you add on the word, the whole Shum, the Isli, Ula Asri, my place, Umelvadze, and Yeshli Bei Shemes, Yichtem Mosa Plonis, the Miskari Plonis. Now here I have to show, I already tell you the three shittas. There are three shittas in the Mechol Shum Sheyeshla. Two I gave you, namely, you give the main name and you add down the Mechol Shum. A second shitta is you don't write the Mechol Shum, you write his name, and if he has other names, it's called Shum, Sheyeshla, add it on. This is not being attention. A third shit is that you write the name, both names, by which he's known in both places, and then you add the whole Shum, Sheyeshla, to make sure, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
Say, the Mechaber, that's how you write about the place as well. The whole, you put both names, Chicago and Miskaya, Chicago, the whole Shum, the whole Shum. But the Rama says, I mean, this is the stomach, the miskaria, or the miskere, dalet mem sof. You don't write dalet mem yut sof. Or dalet yut, the miskere. Because it's a shmo, the miskere. See? The miskere or the miskaria. You don't write a yut. The only thing, but the avit meal, and cause of yut, the miskaria, or you take after the man, is kosher.
Put two yuds, in our set we have two yuds there.
The Miskari, well that's already a mistake. The Onu Loina Gina Lichte V'chol Shum De Isli Yula Asli. Elo Em Yeshli Ir Bei Shemes Koisvin Mosa Ploinis, the Miskari Ploinis, or the Miskari Ploinis, and you don't try V'chol Shum. You don't try. V'hu Adin Em Yeshli Noha Shnei Shemes. Then Yesh Lehen, all right, Shemes have two Shemes. A river has two Shemes, so you write both names. Now, here we always write the Miskari. But for Zohar you write the Miskari. For Nekevi you write the Miskari. That's the Aramaic. What about Nohor? Nohar, they have a tshuva in our Lashon Zohar, because the Nohar Yosei Me'eden. And Achesh, they write the Vahanohar Horvi
for us. Doesn't say how to be used. Said the Meir of Yehuda got has him one of his children very angry at one of the Amasada Gitan who put the Miskari. But no, and had two names. Mm-hmm. Instead of it's the Miskari, he put the Miskari. The Meir of Yehuda was very angry at him. But someone came up with an idea. In English, that we don't know. In English, we had male and female only to living creatures. But inanimate objects is neither male nor female. In all languages, German and French, and like in Hebrew, is inanimate is either male or female. Hmm. And when you refer to it, it's either who or he. I mean, depending upon what it is. So, one came up with such an idea. In Europe, there are certain rivers that you say, the Donau. The Donau, you know, is a famous...
Danube.
The Donau. You have der Rhine, the Elbe also a famous river. So Rhine in German is Loschen Socher. You say der Rhine, you don't say die Rhine. Elbe, you say die Elbe, Loschen Akeva. And so on. He has a number of rivers that way. Some are rivers that are referred to der, and other rivers are referred to die. So he says like this. If the river is a male, you say the Miskari. If it's female, you call the Miskari. I think you better lay root himself as a marabon. I guess, what do you mean? We're not referring to the river. We're referring to the word Nahar. Nahar, Rhine. And the word Nahar is always Eloshim Zachar. They tell a story when they invented the train. So Rav Shlomo Chassidish Rebbe ordered his Hasidim not to go by the train, not to use the train. They didn't understand why. The Rebbe says they obeyed. Later on he changed his mind and he allowed them to go by train. So they asked him, do you call him like a server? Why? So he says in the beginning, when they called it Diban. Diban. D is Loshen Akeva. Later they called it Der Zug. I mean, if you have to know German, der Zug is Loschen Zachar, so you allow them to get it. But they didn't want to be bad. He says you can't get it. Yeah. Okay. So this is the suggestion whether the river is called der or die. All right, let's see. Where are we now? Yeah. So
but
so river,
this question that I mentioned before about the East River and the Hudson meet each other, and it forms a new pool called the Narrows.
Yeah.
So I don't know, in other words, is this considered to be... So I don't understand how the rivers work. I mean, the question he's raising now is where there it has... The same river has two names, one in one place where it's written and one place where it's given. Now, according to this, the point that I'm raising, if the Narrows is considered... It's a different body of water.
It's not a river.
It's not the river. What is it? So what is it called? Is it an ocean? Is it what?
A bay. The thing that leads into the river is the ocean.
Connection from there.
So what do you call it?
The ocean had quite a while.
So my question was, if it's two different parts to the same river, then if the get was written in Brownsville and they gave it over near the water and near the Narrows, near the bridge over there and then Bensonhurst, then maybe it's a different place.
It's always wherever it's written. That's where you have to call. You're right, but it's written. Where it's written. The Shile or Hine, you don't care where the order was given. It may have been ordered in
this is the point he's mentioning now.
Yeah.
If the river has
not two places. In this part it's called one way. And miles down it's called a different name. No, that's not the idea. Kodem Yeshla Shne Shemit Vim Shem. Vim Yeshla Hen Shem Echot Vim Koyim Naksive. The Shem Acher Vim Koyim Anasine is Dinen Kemoi B'Shem Yisabal.
That's not what I was talking about?
Now here, the Shemis Abal, they all argue.
No, the question, the point that I'm saying, you're saying this is like the case of where he's referred to in one place, this one referred to another place?
The same river.
Or is it the same river has...
Same river has two names. In one place it's called, that's why I think a Lund that times... Yeah, I think it has two names. I don't remember what
it's
called.
He's in the Episcopal Jew here, on this piece.
So, that's the Shaila, but the same river has two names. In one place it's a so you have to write the Mokum and the Sina first, the Miskere, the Mokum and the Aksiva. That's a, like Shemis Abal, that's what you do with Shemis Abal, if Abal has two names.
That case is that it, the same river, at the same place on the river is called two names by different people?
Two names,
or it's two different places in the river?
No, the same place. Same place, right. But it's rich, has two names in different places.
Okay.
All right? And now, the M, whatever it said, the M, Yeshle, Yabay Shemes, Echad Nikra Befi Yisrael, Echad Nibay Shemes, Abay Yisrael, Echad Nikra Befi Yisrael, Echad the Koizen Kefim HaShemor Yisrael Shoinim. So he maintains, since they get to the Jews, and the Jews call it one name, and the Goyim call it a different name. So we ignore the Goyish name, we only take the Jewish name. The Im HaBeis HaShoinim Kerovim Zelazer, if they sound similar, V'Shem Shekorin LeYisrael Ein Ela Kitzer Loshem, Kigoyim. Yeshayv the Kechavim called Heredish, Yisrael Redish. Leave out the H in the beginning. And then Kaiser Hashem Yisrael, you can leave out the H.
They went to Queen,
but you didn't even come to Queen. That's not the Sabbath. The Jews also call it Queen. Only those who don't know. Those who don't know call it Queen.
So we have this. We have this
Breslatovsk. Breslatovsk called this. They call that. That's a shaila. Breslatovsk at one time was called Litauen, and then it became Breslatovsk. Or later, and then. Anyway, they write Bresk. They write Bresk instead of Breslatovsk. I see that from the Chumash. I don't know, maybe we have to consolidate the actual Gitna written in Brisk, how it was written. But that seems they have that child. That child had the rights. They have a lot of communities.
Baruch
Han would be all hungry, and this for I mean, yeah, this for, yeah, but that's
a mistake. It's not because they call it, because they don't pronounce it, because
since
they come from that country, they pronounce it like that.
Yeah.
So
if
you go that far to say you have to write
Nevyon, well, that's exactly what they used to. They used to write Gitan, and they sent to Europe, like they call it in Europe,
Nevyon,
the
Miskari
in New York.
Gitan
that was sent from here to Europe.
Yeah.
So first they wrote the Shem Hamasire, and then in Europe they all called it Nevyog.
Really?
Called Nevyog, the Miskari of New York. Yeah. But now they seem to have the, and now I think even in Europe they call it New York. I don't think there's any place where they call it Nevyog. But I remember as a kid, the car always referred to it as Nevyog.
I'm going to have to add way by yours,
because I've seen a lot of Spanish. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my heart. You create a new challenge. That's a new challenge. Yeah.
So then you do go after the different change of pronunciation?
Yeah, because it says it goes, like the Shem is Abal. Abal, if he has one name, Shem Mokum Aksina, another name, Shem and Aksina, he write the Shem and Aksina first, and you write the Miskere, the Shem Aksiv. Similarly with this. Aval belav hoche koifim shenayim. Shem Yisrael tchila, al Shem Abed is kechom in the Miskari.
What's the belav hoche mean?
Belav hoche means, if, belav hoche means, you see here, he maintains the reddish, reddish. If you write reddish, it's also sufficient. You don't have to write the name by which the Goyim call it. Because Heredish sounds the same as Heredish.
So how did that Murray Yehuda, not in the Lord Kaobis from Moss? So what about this, this thing with Tunis and Tanis and the pelts and filth? Why didn't he say this
exactly,
thing?
Exactly, that they all ask like Murray Yehuda from this Ramon. They all have
what time. What does the Gemara point out?
He quotes, what is the Gemara?
He says, he brings a Gemara.
Yeah.
He's a Moshe Kisov, a Gemara, Hahu, Uporta, what's the Gemara? Hahu, Uporta, Bahakanami Barot. It's this Gemara over there.
The Gemara Lamed Dalet.
This is Lamed Dalet, this is Lamed Dalet.
Yeah. As the car says, let's see. Yeah, the Gemara. Hahu, yeah, Uporta. That's the Gemara Lamed Dalet from the base. The Gemara has like this. That's primarily in the name of the woman there. And we'll have a lot to say when it comes to Kuchov Tess, when it comes to names, you know. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara has a this much. Whereas there was a woman who called her Hahu Hahi, Hahi Davakorilo Miriam, who put it to Sore. Some called her Sore. Most of them called her Miriam. Amr in the Hadoi, so the Nadoam Gepaski, you say Miriam Vacholshum Shiashla, the Lay Sora Vacholshum Shiashla. Now, it depends upon the Peshotim. Let's say we, like the Ramos says, Araminikas, we write out all the, all, like that many times.
Yeah.
So it means you write Miriam the Miskari is Sora, not Sora the Miskari and Miriam. You write always the shame Befi Koyim, the shame Befi Koyim, like most people call. This is what he okay. The Balacher Rebbe was against it. Yeah. Anyway, here it is. So what I demand when a person is there, Rabbi has a get in his community. Far away, the couple doesn't want to go out of their way. You know, hundreds of miles to travel to a community where there's a business. So what I asked the rabbi is to make to have take two other balabatim with him over the phone at a certain time, and then he reads the up to here. To here, the first the three rabbis. We the undersigned have established identity of so and so. I tell him, but you have to establish another. They're both the Megarish and Mizgareshes through the documents he presented. And we had his telephone conversation with me and his scribe and witness in New York City. This conference telephone conversation has been previously arranged to take place today.
Why is that necessary?
I want to make sure that on the other end there is the Megadish. So this I, all the pre...
This is sent to you.
What? Then they sent it to me. I wanted to send it to me too. Besides the
they have to have this before the telephone call.
Well, that, as long as I was already in contact with the rabbi, and this is not done just, you know, it has to be thoroughly investigated. Anyway, but the Kiswet Nu starts from here, from the word I.
Yeah.
See? So, I so-and-so called Sir Mahunati, son of so-and-so called so-and-so.
And then this will only use the names that are actually going to the guest.
Yeah, exactly, right. Yeah. Appoint you in New York City over the phone
so
or
of course
Brooklyn.
Oh, because it's
in Brooklyn, yeah. And at that time, I was to be the scribe. So in other words, this first is the tzivu for the scribe. Yeah. It really doesn't matter which is first. So you should obtain from me paper ink, because it has to belong to the Megarish.
Now, who does he say this?
He says it over the phone to the search.
Over the phone.
Yeah, it says it. Now, what happens is, before he starts to write, he has a pen with a little bit of ink and is marking it to him, and I lift it up.
Today we have a speakerphone. In the old days you didn't, you have speakerphones today. You just push the button and everyone in the room will hear.
Everyone
but in the old days, you used to have just the three phones?
I used to have several phones, yeah.
And they'd have to be in the same room.
Yeah, well,
because otherwise you wouldn't. Would you have to be in the same room?
Well, that was, I used, that's what I used.
So then everybody's got a speakerphone.
Well, there was a hall and there was rooms and the offices. and the doors were open, and in each cell there was a phone, and I put them on the
phone. This is good enough when you ask later on the question, did you hear so-and-so be mitzvah? That's good enough.
They're here, as if he was... What is the word? Is here or is in there? We just don't see him, but he's here everywhere. So here's the... instead of asking, you know, do you know? He makes all the statements without the question.
Wouldn't it be lechatchila to go through the questions like we always do?
There's no need for to ask him the questions. All I need is for him.
What about the question about what he's doing? We ask him later on the question about whether he's doing and being coerced.
That's all in there. Everything is in there. It's one long statement, you see. I point you to be described. And obtain, I'm just trying to explain to you the word obtain.
Yeah.
To obtain Zan and Zaki. See? Obtain from me paper, ink, well, and pen, and all the right material, right, I guess. Which, by the way, he says that...
Should he be the one to be...
After he makes all the statement, I say to him, after it's all through, whether do you care to still own it, or you don't mind to be the mafkir, to relinquish your ownership?
You say to the Megari?
The Megari, after it's all over, you know.
So when's
because in that case, like, what does he care?
Somebody else is Mazak. No,
I'm
the surface starts out with the writing.
To give it to me, and I'm Zecher for him. And then I give it to him. He should write another one. He writes with a Megarish pen, with a Megarish ink, and the Megarish paper.
So why do we have to say obtain from me? Why can't we say obtain from me? Because you're doing it also...
Not from me, for me.
He doesn't have it yet.
He doesn't have anything yet.
You have to obtain for him.
Yeah.
As you become his.
When he gives it to him,
no.
In a normal case, when he's here in front of us,
yeah,
the cipher is not giving him for him. He's saying it's from me.
You have to tell the Rav to get paper for me on my
behalf. Tell the cipher, obtain for me. In other words, get it for me, but it's for him. It should belong to him. How does it belong to him? There must be a zecher l'deyachem.
But he doesn't really need that, because if you're just mezakeh for him, then it's his, even if he doesn't know about it.
Exactly.
He wants to be able to give it back to you.
No, but we...
We got something for you, do you mind if you don't keep it? Wait, this is exclusive to him now, right?
Is it exclusive? He wants it, it's exclusive, but he may sign it.
On the papers, it's exclusive.
The shaila was where the woman pays the money for the get.
So
he said that she has to be makne b'feirish.
She doesn't have to be makne b'feirish. The chachamim don't have to, but you have to.
No, she doesn't.
And the chachamim.
Else the schar she doesn't have to. The chazal did that. The schar, but else if it's her own pen and paper, that she has to be makne. But you don't have involvement there of the megarish at all. So Rav David's point is correct. No, Rav David's point is correct. Why do we have to have the owner, the Baal, own it? We have to have...
That belongs to him.
But we can get him to own it by having the Rav Mezakeh for him, and then he owns it. Maybe he doesn't know about it.
Who says it was?
Isn't it supposed to have paper and ink? How is that a book?
It's momentous.
It's only what is in there for that purpose.
There's more paper there, there's more pen, there's more ink. You can sell it.
You could use it for anything else, too. If you want that to get healthy.
But it's for that purpose. Anyway, when he's in front, what do we do in the front? Doesn't the cipher present it to him?
Yeah.
And then he writes.
Can I just ask a question? When we mentioned the Gemara and Gittin, you didn't mention the whole... He didn't have to go home through the whole rigmarole. He shouted from the bar.
He doesn't do it in all specifics. He says means it's includes obtain from me.
Because
he's in burden and his life is in jeopardy.
Okay, so it was shas of chak, and he just shouts. Somebody just shouts down the telephone, right for me, I guess. and give it to my
wife. Besides that car, we would probably do that.
So why would it work? But the question is, but just the car don't work. So how do we give over the income and stuff to the
because server? Because he says, he asked to do it for him. He asked to do it for him. It belongs to the safer. So he says to the safer, get it for me.
Uh-huh.
So it should be mine.
Uh-huh.
So all right, so this is exactly what we do. And when he is in...